station promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Get ready for the most popular morning show anywhere on the internet. You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Mia right here on LA Talk Radio. If you'd like to take part in the show today, give us a call at 323-203-0815. And now your program hosts, Sam and Mia.
Good morning and welcome to the show. Today is Tuesday, September 10th.
We don't have anything for Tuesday. We need
Good. It's like a good thing.
So Tango Tuesday.
So I don't need to hear about it every day or every week.
Hey, yeah, you know what? People like that. Okay?
They do? Okay, well,
I don't know. Maybe they don't, but I like it.
Okay, well, and I just kind of expect it, you know, so it's okay.
Yeah.
And
yeah, well, get ready because you know what tomorrow is.
Yeah, tomorrow is September 11th, of course. And I don't know if we'll be in yet. We'll see. I don't have a guest, and I don't know if I want to talk about it for an hour. But it's almost like it seems inappropriate to talk about anything
on
else.
Right. Well, see, that's the thing. On the Google Calendar, which is, you know, how we keep track of all of our guests, is how we do all of our scheduling, it actually says on there Patriots Day.
Oh, really?
Like, the calendar has now, like, dubbed it a holiday, almost.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you look, like, it will say, you know, on Easter, it will say Easter Sunday.
Yeah.
Or Halloween, and this is Patriots Day.
Wow, that's interesting. I never heard of that.
Yeah, I wonder when they actually started doing that.
Yeah.
Like, on calendars, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. Somebody's calling. Let's humor them for a second. Probably phone number.
Yeah.
Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, this is Jamil. Is this Kennedy?
No, sir. You're calling into a live radio show. You're gonna
have to.
It's okay. Maybe email him or call him on another number. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
See, I knew it, man.
Man, I wish you'd let me mess with them sometime.
I know, but this is like a serious thing, you know.
Just like go nuts.
if it's someone that, you know, I mean, he's looking for someone at the station, you know. So I didn't want to just. You know, he may be a guest or something, but if someone just calls the wrong number and they have nothing to do with the station,
by the way, I don't want to be on your station anymore because one of the other stations really screwed with me. Like, I don't know about this LA Talk Radio nonsense. They're a little crazy. It's like, no. That's just Sam and Mia in the mornings. It's not anybody else. They're the only crazy ones at the whole station.
I'm telling you. And those people with the phone calls. I mean, where the hell? You know, you go on the front. Look, the only place the number is at is on the front page, okay? Now, who goes to a front page and looks for a producer of a show and the main number there for calling in to the show?
Oh, you know,
I mean, come on, you got to pay some attention, you know.
Yeah.
But what can I do? You know,
that's
what happens when you don't pay attention. You do dumb things.
Gosh, yeah, I want to mess with somebody that's just trying to like order a pizza or something.
Yeah. Okay, we'll do that. We'll do that.
Just hi, sure.
Yeah. I know, that would be fun, you know. But usually you can do that when you're calling them rather than the other way around, you know. Because, I mean, if he's calling someone, he doesn't expect a... Oh, you mean if he calls a pizza, but he's going to hear we're saying it's a radio show. So,
no, we'll just be like, that's just what the pizza place is called. We changed our name.
Okay, LA Talk Pizza.
LA Talk Pizza. I love it. Like the box, like when you open the box, it talks to you. Like one of those like flip cards that you get for your birthday and it'll like sing to you or something.
Yeah.
Like you open the box of pizza and it's like,
Yeah, there you go. You know, like, we have a talk radio show.
Like a little
it.
Light comes on, like those little diamond boxes that you get when it opens. Like they need to have that sound effect, like, like ta-da.
Your imagination is running wild this morning.
It really is. It is. I'm just of like, I don't know, bouncing off the walls here.
Yeah. Did you get a good night's sleep?
I did. I did. Good. I think that's what it is.
Yeah, that's probably what it is. That's why I asked you.
Yeah, I didn't end up going to the parlor for comedy. I'm like, I'm going to be smart, stay in, not go out late.
Oh, you were going to go to a comedy
show? Because that would have ended up being my third day in a row being at the parlor. Because if you think about it, I was there Saturday during the day for
the birthday.
And the college football games. They were all watching that. And then, of course, Sunday. And then Monday for comedy. It's like,
yeah, a little too much.
Okay, resident. Yeah. No, I love that place, though.
Is that pretty new, or is it
It's new-ish. I remember when I was first going there. I mean, I don't actually know what it was before the parlor, because I think it became the parlor, like, not too long after I moved here. So it's been around a few years.
All right.
But still, yeah, it's newer-ish. Okay.
All right, sounds good.
Yeah, maybe you should check it out.
Yeah, maybe I'll check it out sometime. The parlor, right?
Yes, the parlor.
What is it, like a bar or something?
It's on Melrose.
Okay,
but
like a sports bar or something?
But they have things like every night. Like, it's very well decorated. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not like a dirty sports bar kind of grime. Like, and sometimes I love that, you know, depending on what you're doing. But it's very, it's clean. It's very well thought out, like the structure of it.
Nice.
I think. But like Monday night's comedy night. I think Tuesday night they have like acoustic Tuesdays. Mm-hmm. You know, and they'll have some people perform.
Nice.
And then Wednesday I think is like karaoke night. And you know, like each night of the week they have like some different special things.
Sounds fun. Oh, and you said that was in Burbank, right?
No, it's on Melrose.
Oh, that's
it's
the one
right
on Hollywood.
Hollywood.
Did you say you went to a place in Burbank too? What was it?
In Burbank. Oh, yes. That was Dimples.
Dimples. Okay,
that was
the
karaoke
place. Yeah.
It's been around like forever.
I know. There's another place called, what's it called? Sardo's or something, I think. And that's in Burbank, too. And they supposedly have like karaoke and stuff. I want to check out those places, you know.
It's cool.
I haven't been to karaoke in years. It's probably still pretty cool, you know.
Well, at Dimples, like, if you tell them that you're a virgin, like, it's your first time doing karaoke there,
right,
they will actually, they'll record it and give it to you, like, on a CD.
Really?
So you can watch it. It's so funny.
Oh, really?
Yeah, me and like a bunch of girls got up there and did a song just to be silly, and they told them, like, oh, Mia's a virgin. I'm thinking, what? And then sure enough, afterwards, the guy's like, here you go. Great job, little lady. And I'm like, oh, wow. This is real. This is real. Okay. that was fun.
That's
funny. Oh, that's right. That's what it was. We got cut off yesterday. I was going to talk about my Saturday night.
Okay.
So my friend tells me we're going to go to a dinner party. So it's like, you know, cocktail attire. So I'm thinking, wow, it's probably like some really, you know, lavish mansion in the Hollywood Hills with really like amazing chefs cooking amazing food.
Yeah.
Well, we get there and, you know, we're driving up the hill and there's like these huge gates and kind of a line of cars and somebody with a clipboard going down, like checking people's names off. I'm like, okay. And so the big gates open, we start to drive up and, you know, the girl's like pointing out like, oh, you see those lights up there? That's where we're heading. I'm thinking, okay, cool. It's just, you know, lights in the distance, probably a house.
Right.
We drive up, we get there, we park in this big grassy area, and then we jump in golf carts.
Oh, really?
And I'm like, what is going on? And the golf carts take us up a little, you know, a little bit further of a ways. And all of a sudden I look and there's no house there at all. It's just this huge, like, property area. It's just all grass.
Really?
It's at the top of the hill.
Wow.
So you were just looking down on all of Los Angeles.
Which is beautiful.
It was incredible. It was so
beautiful. But no house.
No house. I guess he's going to be building houses. You know, residential area. So he's probably going to be building something there.
Right.
But right now there's nothing but just grass. Yeah. And they had a band and a bar and lights and the whole setup, a dance floor. Yeah, it was.
So it's an outdoor thing.
It was really cool. I'm like, wow, I've never been to anything like this. Like, it was just so unexpected.
Yeah.
So cool. Everybody was dressed up, all nice. And then afterwards, we went to the Palladium to see Cosmic Gate.
Uh-huh.
And then that was like complete opposite scenery.
Different, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, Cosmic Gate is they're DJs from Europe.
Oh, okay.
So it was like, you know, the light show and the DJs and the whole, like, you know, kind of like club scene, but it was in the Palladium. But it was nice. We had, like, you know, VIP balcony and all that. So and
sounds
the cups
nice.
Had lights at the bottom.
Oh, really?
So it's like whatever you were drinking, it was glowing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Sounds cool.
So, yeah, that was my unique Saturday night that I didn't get to talk about yesterday.
Yeah.
Okay. The end. Good story, right, guys?
Very good story, yeah. Well, today the new iPhone is going to be announced, and
what?
I can't wait. Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah, today, seriously. We've been waiting a long time for this. I don't know how much greater it's going to be. People are saying it's probably going to be kind of underwhelming and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I've been waiting to exchange my phone because I'm due. And I tried a few Androids, didn't like them, took them back.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and
right.
Then I decided I'll just wait for the new iPhone whenever it comes out, you know. Bless you.
Thank you.
So I will. So here we go again now, having to wait in line and calling in. You know, every time a new iPhone comes out, it's so hard to get your hands on one. You know?
I think I'm still gonna be hanging on to this one for a little while
longer. Yeah, if you still have a contract and stuff.
Yeah, I think I have it for about.
You have
maybe
the five.
Year.
Yeah, you have the five, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no hurry. I have the 4S,
sure.
So I missed 1 year.
Is it going to look different, you think?
No,
or
the same.
Just
it's going to look about exactly
the same,
like
as the
same as the 5, right?
What could they possibly be doing that's
well,
they're
going to have a gold one. Have you heard of that?
What?
Yeah,
a gold iPhone?
Gold-plated one, right.
Oh,
yeah,
my
you'll
goodness.
See.
Oh, my goodness. Why am I not surprised, actually? I'm not surprised.
I don't know how tacky it's going to look, but we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
I mean, a gold phone. I don't know. Maybe it would be good. I mean, Apple knows what we like before we know it, you know?
Yeah, before you know it, there's going to be, like, six-year-olds running around with gold phones.
Yeah.
You know,
everybody's
getting, like, cell phones. I mean, I had a cell phone at a pretty early age, but that's just because I was working downtown, you know, on the show when I was young, and we had like the Nextels, you know, with like the walkie-talkie, like, hey, where you at?
I remember that.
so we'd mostly use the walkie-talkie. I thought it was so cool. I had like an American flag cover for it, so it looked like all tricked out and awesome.
Cool.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, I know. Those phones were cool at the time, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Now they seem really big and stuff. But
it's like huge and heavy. It's like a friggin'
brick.
It was
a walkie-talkie, you know. That's what it was.
Compared to what they got now.
Yeah.
But last night, Mario Lopez and his wife, they have their second baby.
Mm-hmm.
They have a 3-year-old right now, and last night, I think they named him Dominic.
Dominic?
Yes.
Okay.
Dominic
and
Lopez.
Should we be happy about that? I mean, do we like them?
Yes, we do. Okay. I mean, they're, you know, they're a Hollywood couple, but they, you know, got married and, you know, had their first child, waited a few years, now they're having their second child, and they're still, you know, happily married, I would hope.
Good.
So it's
good.
You know, it's a rare thing. So I'm,
I guess it is.
You know, I'm happy. I'm happy for them.
Yeah.
For sure.
I know. Some people are not very happy. I just wanted to bring this up before we get to our guest, but since you mentioned marriage and stuff, I guess this newlywed wife pushed her husband off of a cliff in Montana. And they'd only been married for about a week or so.
No way.
And they're saying that she wasn't sure she wanted to get married and all that. So they got into an argument after married, and they decided to go and take a hike, right? So they go take a hike. They continue fighting, and she just pushes both hands head first into the cliff, man. Can you imagine?
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Wow.
Some people should not meet
each other. That's a power couple right there.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah. One thing, like, I noticed is that he was like, oh, it's a boy, like, as if they didn't know.
Yeah.
Mario Lopez. Like, I feel like.
You think they knew already?
No, I feel like maybe, I don't think they knew. Like, because my parents did that with both my brother and myself. They were, or I should say myself and then my brother. I was born first. What am I thinking? they were surprised. Like they waited until we were born to actually
I did the same thing with my
kids.
Did
you really?
Yeah,
with my kids. That's so cool.
Yeah, because, you know, look, when you don't know what it is, then there's something to announce to the world when they come, right?
Exactly.
And when you know, it's just like, hey, it's here. You know, everybody already knows.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, exactly.
No, I think
that's,
it's more traditional.
That's probably
that
what
way.
I would want to do too if I ever had kids one
it's
day.
Cool
I would
want to
be
surprised.
But then people are always like, well, then you don't know what color to paint the baby's room. I mean, what do you do about that?
Yeah.
It's like, well, geez, we'll cross that bridge when we get there.
Yeah, exactly.
I think our baby room is like, you know, Minnie and Mickey Mouse kind of themed. So it was like either or, you know.
Exactly.
It was just for any child. So it worked out okay for us. We turned out okay.
Yeah.
And then when I was three, then I got a pretty pink princess room. And my brother was born, and he got the baby room. So, it all works out. All
right? We don't have to color code it, you know. I mean, what the hell?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good
stuff. Okay, well, good stuff.
Anyway,
let's get to our guest who's been sitting here patiently and eagerly and wondering what the hell are they talking about. Welcome to the show, Sonia.
Hi.
And it's Sonia Rao, right?
Yeah.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And you're a singer, musician.
Yeah.
Right? And you play the guitar, right? You brought in the guitar.
I do. I didn't want to leave it in my car, but I play violin, piano and guitar.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. So you started
and flute, but that's like irrelevant to pop music.
Really?
So I just don't even say it anymore.
I took the flute in school when I was a kid. I think I only lasted about a week. I could only play Hot Cross Buns, and that was it for me.
I feel like it invites more jokes than anything, so it's better just not to bring it up.
Yeah. Except it sounds so great, though.
That's awesome.
I mean, you know, like in
jazz.
Oh,
well, thank
and stuff
you then.
Like that, you know? No, I mean, yeah, I think it's cool. Do you put any flute into your music too?
No, I focus mostly on violin, piano, and guitar.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's how you you write your music as well, with the piano and stuff?
I write with piano and guitar, and then for violin, I'll add that in later, kind of.
Wow, that's pretty cool. So when did you pick up the violin? At an early age?
Yeah, my mom, I have two older brothers, so my mom wanted each of us to learn three instruments, and so when I was in kindergarten, I did violin, and then second grade started piano and flute.
Wow, that's a demanding mother,
awesome.
Let me tell you.
No.
But it's good, you know?
I'm so happy I'm sure I was like really bratty about it growing up, but I'm glad she did it now.
Yeah, I mean, you know, usually it's like, okay, one instrument, but she already knew she wanted you each to know three.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Well, I think that she grew up in India and she didn't really have access to that. And then when she, not that everyone in India is like that, but in her family it was. And so for us, when she saw that like all these classes that are available, she's like, go do everything.
Wow. That's cool. So your parents are originally from India? Were they born there?
Yeah. Yeah.
I see. Okay. So you're a first generation here?
Yeah.
Awesome.
That's so cool.
Yeah. When did they come out here? Long time ago?
They were probably like 27 when they came to Canada, and then they came from Canada to the U.S.
Oh, how cool.
I was born in New Jersey.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Have you been to India at all?
I have. I've been like 5 times, I think. All of my family is there, minus all my extended family is there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now, is it true that, I mean, you know, we know about the social structure of Indian society and so forth, right? You're born into a caste or something and then you can't move higher and stuff like that. Do you know what I'm talking about? Like, you're born with a social class and you can't possibly change it. You're stuck in there for the rest of your life.
Yeah, I think that that is there, but I think that we get a pretty simplified explanation of it in our history classes, just because, I'm basing this on my upbringing and like whatever, but so it might be a little narrow, but and I feel like history classes in the U.S. it's really focused on U.S. history, and then they spend a full year on that, and then 1 year covering the rest of the world, which is a little ridiculous. And so I think so you only have like probably a week to cover India, and so.
But I think that's the first thing you learn, though, is the caste system.
Yeah, so they only bring up the caste system. And so, yes, that is there, but it's not like a constantly in-your-face daily reminder or anything like that.
Right, Well, because you haven't lived there, so you don't really.
Yeah, exactly. Know that, you know? So I can only speak from my experience.
Right. But yeah. I think, like, you can only marry within that social class or whatever. I don't know what it is, but it's kind of like very rigid, you know, and I don't get it. But, yeah, so, I mean, I don't really have a fascination with India, but a lot of people do.
Oh,
you
I
know?
Do.
Yeah, a lot of people
I
go
do.
There.
I do. I want to go there so
and they're
bad.
Like, it's amazing. So did you, I mean, did you find anything like other than, I mean, did you go there as a tourist or did you go there as a, because you don't really live there, so you go
yeah,
as a tourist,
I think
right?
Regardless, I am a tourist because right. I didn't grow up there, but I went to stay with my family, so I
right.
didn't feel like, I didn't really do touristy things until a few years ago, my brothers and I went with a friend and we just like backpacked around.
Oh, really?
So
oh,
that was so when cool. we got to do all the touristy things.
Yeah. All the stuff that everybody likes to do, how backpacking and stuff.
Yeah.
So now does your extended family, do they know English?
Yeah.
Too?
Everyone, I think everyone takes English in school.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
From like kindergarten there.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
people
amazing.
In India are very smart people. I think there's a lot of emphasis on education and stuff there, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty competitive, but yes.
Yeah, I mean, you know, many of them come here and they become very successful, you know.
Right.
So. I think there's a sense of being driven there, you know, and accomplishing things and things like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's cool. Why did your parents come out here? New opportunities and things like that, or?
Yeah, I think my dad wanted to go to grad school, mm. and he found a program in Canada that would give him a scholarship, so
oh, nice.
He came out.
Wow, how cool.
Yeah.
And did he meet his your mom in India, or did they meet here?
Yeah,
oh,
she
so
was.
So they came together.
Yeah, well, he came first, and then he brought her.
Oh, I see. Okay. Wow. I know.
Yeah.
It's a story.
Sorry, I love like all
no,
those like
great.
Romantic things. Like, come to America with me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is how they said it.
Just like that.
Just like that.
Yeah. Aww. Someone get her a knight in shining armor. Or
I know, right? I'm such a hopeless romantic. And it's like the first thing I ask, like people's stories, like, oh, how did he pop the question? How did he do it? Blah, blah, blah.
You need
I just
to know.
Want to know. I know.
I love I those know. Stories too, though.
That's
it's
so
funny.
Cute.
Yeah. So, are your parents into music as well? Or,
yeah, they're music appreciators. Like
really?
They,
yeah.
Yeah, they love music. My dad loves like growing up with Billy Joel and like Eric Clapton, but then he also loved Celine Dion randomly.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah, he would like blast her.
Yeah. I like Celine Dion. She's okay, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, she's like a different
she has
generation.
She's an incredible voice. But, I love her Christmas album.
Do you
she's
really?
She's great, like holiday songs. Yeah.
Right.
It's just funny to hear like your grown father belting out Celine Dion.
Yeah,
you.
That's true. Huh?
I bet.
That's
so
funny.
Cute.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. So they're like super supportive of. You know, your love for music and everything.
I think it's been a little challenging for them, but just as much as it would be for any parent whose child wants to do the risky path of
right.
pursuing music.
Right.
But it's been pretty amazing to see them like try and adjust and try and adjust to that and mm-hmm. try to be supportive, you know.
So at what point did you decide you're going to make a career out of this? Did you always think you were going to, like, do
no,
this?
No, not at all. When I went to... Blah, 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 blah. I went to, when I talk at 9 a.m. I went to school for psychology, and then when I graduated, mm-hmm. I still thought I was going to do that. And then I started writing music one day,
mm-hmm.
and I just really fell in love with it. And because I'd always played music
right.
in a way that I was like playing what was already written.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as I started writing my own music, then I realized I would love to do this as like for my days during
right.
every day.
Wow. And yeah, and parents don't usually go with that. I'm sure your parents
yeah.
weren't that happy with you being an actress.
Oh my
stuff,
gosh,
right?
Yes, they were.
Oh, they were?
Oh, from the beginning, they're
wow.
like, she's going to be in Los Angeles. She's going to, oh yeah, for
oh,
sure,
wow,
from the get-go. Oh,
that's nice. Then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So where did you go to school?
Where?
Yes.
Oh, college was in Berkeley, so UC Berkeley.
Oh, you went to
Bay.
Berkeley.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yes.
See, I'm telling you, they're smart.
Yeah, super smart.
Were you born here in L.A.?
No, I was born in New Jersey.
Oh, New Jersey.
Yeah. Wow. I moved down to LA 2 years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
And you're pretty young. So you decided one day, that's it, I'm going to move to LA? And
well, I moved down to do The Voice, to film The Voice. I keep drifting farther and farther away from the mic.
Okay, there you go. You came to audition for The Voice?
Well, I auditioned when I was still living in San Francisco.
Right.
After college, I was living in San Francisco. They had been following my music for a year, and so they called me to do an audition, and so I flew down, I did it, went back up to SF, and then I did that a few more times, and then finally, the 60 finalists, you stay in a hotel for a month and film the show.
I see.
And so I moved down in May of 2011, I think, or something then, and I lived in the hotel and we filmed it. And then I just went up to SF, got my stuff and moved down because I was like, I need to probably live here.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
So what was the experience in The Voice? Did you get to be on the show at all? Or
mm-hmm.
You did?
I was on the first two episodes.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So I never even watched the show from beginning to end, so I don't know. But
I love The Voice. I think out of all the, out of all the different like singing competition shows, I feel like that's the best one because they can't see you.
Right.
When you're singing, the judges, they just judge you by your voice.
Right.
And I think that's such a cool concept.
Right.
You know.
I love
that. So who ended up like picking you?
So my story is kind of funny. It's funny in retrospect. At the time, it wasn't that funny. I performed my song, which was If I Ain't Got You by Alicia Keys.
Oh,
and
nice.
Then nobody turned around. And so basically that means you get kicked off. So I like went and they told my parents, like, go ahead, fly home. So they went to the airport, caught their flight. I'm like packing up my stuff and they say, wait, the judges actually want to see these four people again.
No
and so they
way.
Changed their minds. And so then you go back.
Uh-huh.
So they brought me back on.
Really?
After, it's like really, I know it doesn't sound that emotional, but at the time when you're just in this hotel that you cannot leave for a month and then you're just like really nervous and your parents are there and then it's like reality television, it just feels really intense.
I bet. Mm-hmm.
And then, so I came back on and I sang another song. And then they kicked me off again.
Really?
Oh,
but somebody must have really wanted you there.
Amazing exposure.
Yeah, actually, I think it was for the best because it is good exposure.
Yeah, and you've been able to do your own thing since then.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, sometimes that reality TV stuff, I don't know, I feel like, I mean, not so much with, that show. Maybe they do, but I feel like reality TV, like, unless you're like the winner, they kind of like to make you look bad. I feel like
that was one thing I appreciated about The Voice, was that maybe they do that on American Idol and other shows, but on The Voice I was really wary of them doing that. When I came down, I was talking very slow in all my interviews, making sure they couldn't like edit, because I was being paranoid. In the end, they didn't make anybody look bad ever. I feel like they celebrated the good in everyone and their stories rather than like their flaws.
That's
yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. See, that's why I feel like The Voice is better than all those other ones. Cause I feel like they do like American Idol. They always like focus on, like the bad of it rather than the good. But
Well, that's good. At least you've gone through the experience and you know what it's like.
I'm so happy I had that experience and I got to like meet all those friends. It's a nice way to move to LA.
Yeah, I guess it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we'll get to more of the story, but let's play some of your music so we don't run out of time before we play anything.
Yeah.
So now you have a an album here. You have five tracks on it.
Mm-hmm.
And well, we'll talk about the album in a minute. So we're going to play the first song, You Say I. Is that the single from the...
Yeah, that's the first single, and the video's out right now.
Okay, and did you write the song too?
I did, yeah.
Awesome. Okay, let's listen to Sonia.
You say I don't speak the truth. You say I don't care for you. You say I don't know myself like you do. You say I am too afraid to live by the words I say, that I am more ideals than action. You say I
Tonya Rao. Very good. I mean, you've got a very distinct voice. You know, I like that.
Your own unique sound with a little bit of, of Monsters and Men.
I do. A few people have told me I sound like that woman. And
I love it. I love it. But it's not exactly like that. Like hers is more like, I feel like you take risks. Like you belt, you go for it. It's amazing. I love it.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Pretty powerful song. It's very cool. When did you write the song?
I wrote that, when is now? Earlier this year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Yeah, I think I wrote it in January.
And so now, do you play the three instruments that you know how to play? You play them on the tracks too?
On my first album, I played piano and violin on it, and then this one I didn't. I wrote it on piano, but then I had there's this guy Evan Hillhouse. He's playing almost every instrument on there. Actually, I think he is playing every instrument on there.
Right.
He's just so talented, and so I just said
That's
go
awesome.
For it.
That's awesome. Yeah. It's good. It's amazing how today you don't even need a band anymore.
I know.
You can just
recording.
Make all
yeah,
the sounds
all...
on the computer. And
oh, well, it's all live instruments.
Yeah, I can tell.
But yeah, you're right.
I can tell. But
you could do it just from the computer, too.
Right.
Yeah,
and
it's
many
crazy.
Times you do, like instruments you can't get a hold of and things like that, But no, it sounds clean. It sounds nice.
Thank you.
So your album, you called it Los Angeles Part 1. What's the thinking behind
that?
Oh,
because it's a two-part album. And so it's the full album is going to be called Los Angeles, obviously.
Okay.
And so I'm releasing it in two parts. So this is Part 1. And then Part 2 will come out sometime next year.
Okay.
Nice.
Well, the name Los Angeles, not many people have used it, so that's a pretty good thing, right? I mean, in titling albums and stuff like that. There's no Los Angeles band. There's Chicago. There's
You're right. I didn't think
Chicago.
About that.
There's
I'm glad
Boston.
That turned out that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's pretty cool, because it's kind of a long name to put it in a song.
It is Los Angeles Part 1.
Yeah.
There's even a hyphen in there.
Yeah. That's why I'm curious to see how you put it in a song. So, okay, so we'll play that in a couple of minutes. Did you start writing your own songs early on in your life?
I started writing my own songs in 2010, so 3 years ago.
3 years ago, okay.
Yeah.
So
after I graduated.
Very nice. So it was just consciously you decided I'm going to write my own songs? Or I mean, how come you hadn't written anything before that?
I think that, I know this is a little heavy for 10 a.m., but I think that I didn't really have a purpose to do that before. And then when my senior year, my boyfriend had passed away in college. And so but I think after I graduated, not that I sat down and was like, I am going to process his passing, but I just felt like I need to get something out.
Right.
And so I sat down and just started writing. And I was like, this is really helping me figure out what's going on in my brain.
Wow.
And just kind of process everything. And it's easy to say this in retrospect and be like, that's what that was for. It
right.
was to process that.
Right.
And so that's maybe the only good that came from that.
Right.
Yeah, it was that I found songwriting.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a good way to express yourself and to get all this stuff out, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Like catharsis and stuff, yeah.
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 That's
I'm
cool.
So
and
happy
also,
I found it. Sorry.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's cool. And also singing. I know singing is like the best feeling when you sing, when you're really into it and stuff, it lets it all out,
Oh, for sure. That's what I do. And I'm like, I just got to cut loose. I go back to my theater roots.
Go back to the parlor.
Bust out a few show tunes. No.
So let's play the title song, Los Angeles. And I'm curious to see how you weaved it into a song here. So when did you write Los Angeles?
So Los Angeles I wrote, when you're on The Voice, like I said, you spend a lot of time in the hotel, and you spend a lot of time in your hotel room,
really?
Which means you end up writing at some point.
True.
And so one thing I just really thought was interesting when I moved to L.A. was how many storytellers come to L.A.
Uh-huh.
And not just through music, like actors, radio, makeup artists, everyone. And so I just wrote this song about if Los Angeles, the city, was a woman, all these people coming to her with their stories.
Mm.
And it's just a city of storytellers, kind of.
Wow, very
That's
interesting.
That's kind of cool.
Okay, let's listen to Sonia Rao and Los Angeles.
Come on, honey, sing a song. Show me what you got. I'll play along. I know you got a lovely voice, and I think you've made the right choice. How I love your innocence, that sincerity, your heart, your intent. Oh yes, I agree. How very, very sad it is, this industry.
So we can have a few more minutes here. But beautiful song.
Thank you.
I didn't notice you say Los Angeles in the song, right? You just kind of wrote it about
it. Oh, at the very end, I say, welcome to Los Angeles. Give me your dreams. I'll put you on the list. That's how I end it. Yeah.
Cool.
That's awesome. It's very, like, country-esque.
It is country-ish.
You know, it's like a total different feel. That's cool.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And cool. And like I said, you know, I mean, we get a lot of musicians and stuff, and I listen to a lot of music, and you have a very distinct voice. You know, it's like if someone heard it, they would know, hey, it's Sonia, you know, it's not like Sheryl Crow or something. You know,
I appreciate that. Such a compliment. Thank you.
Yeah, no. I mean, it's very important, you know, to have your own voice and stuff. So that's cool. So you moved here a couple of years ago, right? Did your parents move with you too?
No, they're still in Jersey.
They're still in Jersey,
yeah,
huh?
Same house.
Yeah.
My brothers are in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what was it like moving by yourself to a new town? Did you know anybody here?
I knew my bandmates, Josh and Evan, who are going to play with me this Thursday too at the show. So same people. And then I knew my roommate from The Voice. And then I knew a few college friends, but those were my main people.
Great.
And then, yeah. But you make friends.
Yeah, exactly. And then you find your place and everything. Do you like it here?
I really love it here now.
Yeah.
The first year, I think LA is funny. This is coming from someone who's lived here 2 years, so I don't know. But I think more than many other cities, people's first year here is kind of a shit show.
It's okay. Kind
you of, can, oh, can you say shit?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay. Yeah, people's first years are just kind of crazy, and so they just have really crazy stories of transition. So that was kind of for me, and then now this last year has been really great.
Right. Yeah. Awesome. So you have an upcoming show. Tell us all about that.
Yeah. So it's an album release show. So
how exciting.
To release the songs you just heard.
Uh-huh.
And then it's at Hotel Cafe.
Okay.
At 8:30.
I know a lot of people launch albums there, huh? I've been there a couple times.
Yeah, you know what? It's because the sound is so good there.
Yeah, it's a nice, intimate venue. You know, it's not too big or anything.
Yeah, I love it there. I did my first album release there, too, two years ago. Yeah.
Wow. Aw, it's awesome.
Yeah. Very nice. So this is the album you're introducing, right? This is this is your first one?
This is my second one.
Oh, it is?
The first one, it was two
but
years
Los
ago.
But Los Angeles, part one.
But part one.
Yeah,
of
part
the
one
second
of LA.
Album.
Okay. I get that one.
I'm so glad that I did this part one, part two. It's not confusing people at all.
Yeah. So do you have a band now that performs with you live?
Yeah, yeah. I love them. Yeah, they're going to, it's a full band show on Thursday.
Oh,
so
nice.
It's Josh, Evan, and Rod, and me.
And you. Do you play the piano?
Yeah, I'll be playing piano, violin, guitar, and then sometimes, depending on the venue or the show or the gig, I do it solo, or I'll just have another guitarist, or sometimes full band.
Yeah.
Yeah, it depends.
Full band is cool, though.
It's fun. Yeah, it's fun for me, too. I'm excited for it.
It's a good sound, and also you get to collaborate with people. You know, you're not on your own, you know, and I love bands because it's like sports. It's like a group of people coordinating everything that they do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, something you couldn't do on your own, you know, but as a team you can. And,
that's very true.
Fascinates me, you know. I mean, I really like that because everybody's in sync and hopefully, you know. And the band is tight and everything, you know. So that's good.
No, that's so true. I like that analogy.
Yeah.
I like that you looked at me when you said sports, you know. So I'm like, okay. Pay attention, Mia. We're up your alley now.
There you go. Well, this is cool. So where can people find you on the internet?
So everything links from my website. That might be the easiest, soniarao.com.
Okay.
And then iTunes, Pandora, Spotify, YouTube, Twitter. I'm a YouTuber. Right. So I think at the top of my website, there's like a link to all of those things.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I saw that.
There's little icons.
Right. Yeah. Wow. You got a million icons. Yeah, that's a good thing. So you're like all over the place.
Yeah.
That's good. That's really good. So, yeah, it's soniarao, RAO.com. And there's links and everything here. There's also your bio for those who have missed any part of this. I think we covered pretty much everything.
Yeah.
And I see The Voice here in New York and New Jersey and everything. So we're good. So I see you have some tour dates here too, huh?
Yeah.
You're going to be in San Francisco and New York.
Yeah. So this Thursday is the kickoff show for the release shows. And then I go up to SF next week and then to New York.
Wow. How cool.
Yeah.
And you already booked there? You have the venues and everything?
Yeah.
How cool. That must be nice, huh?
Yeah.
And your family will be able to come and see you in New York. Probably.
Yeah, they're actually going to come out for the show this Thursday in LA.
Really?
So
aww.
That's fun.
Wow,
yeah,
that's
I'm really
nice
excited.
To have supporting family.
Yeah.
You know?
Very that's what I mean. Good. They totally came around. So.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
And you said you had a couple siblings?
Yeah, I have two older brothers.
Older brothers. Okay.
Yeah.
And they support you too and everything?
They're amazing, yeah.
Really? They still back east as well?
Yeah, they're in Brooklyn, both of them. They live together with this other guy.
Oh, I see. Okay. So
in case everybody wanted to know that.
Yeah. Yeah, well, what the hell? If you go to New York, there you go. You'll have a place to stay. Well, so, well, that's cool, you know. So I'm really happy for you. You made a move, you know, a courageous move, I think, you know, when you move on your own to a new town.
Oh,
and stuff,
thank you.
You know, and stuff. And what are you going to do anything with the psychology degree?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's like, screw all the money I spent on school. I'm going to go
I know. I did the same thing. I got a psychology degree as well.
But I'm so – that's cool that you did that too. I'm so happy that I did it. I loved college, and I don't think that it's ever – like, learning anything is never wasted.
Right.
Yeah, so I'm still happy I did
that's
it.
That's true, yeah, for sure. Okay. All right, well, Sonia Rao, go to soniarao.com. There's links to YouTube and iTunes and all the places you can listen to the songs from Los Angeles Part 1. And when's Part 2 coming out?
I wrote it.
Okay.
I haven't recorded it yet.
Okay.
So I'll just say sometime next year.
Okay. Well, when it comes out, you're welcome to come back and talk about
that
one as well. Okay?
Thanks.
So you're an amazing person, amazing singer. We wish you a lot of luck in your career.
Thank you, Sam.
Of course. And everybody go out and get the album so she can come out with new ones, too. All right. Well, Sonia, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Of course.
This is awesome. I have a CD now.
Yay! Yes, you do.
Going to rock out to my car on the way home.
Sounds good. Okay, Mia, thank you. Thanks,
thank
everybody,
you.
For joining us. We'll see you. Let's see. Maybe we'll see you on Thursday. We'll take tomorrow off, okay? So I can watch some of the September 11th events and stuff.
It'll be our moment of silence.
Yeah. We'll just take the day off and what the hell.
All right.
All right, everybody. We'll see you soon. Take care.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Mia, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you have a question for the show or if you'd like to inquire about sponsorship opportunities, please send an email along to sam@latalkradio.com. Sam in the Morning with Mia is a production of LA Talk Radio, where we say what we want.